Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Loretta Young in It May Be Forever, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 19th of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. Before the curtain rises on today's drama, I want to take just a moment to tell you that next Sunday we shall welcome John Garfield and Andrea Leeds to our Silver Theater. And stories are already being chosen for such splendid performers as Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, and many others who promise to appear on our stage in the very near future. And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the first act of It May Be Forever, an original drama by True Boardman, starring Loretta Young as Laura Blaine, with John Heaston as Eric Manson. It is New Year's Day, 1937, in Pasadena, scene of the Tournament of Roses, and in the Blaine home on Orange Grove Avenue.
Well, Happy New Year, Laura. I thought you were going to sleep through the whole parade.
Oh, Happy New Year, Ellen. Hey, turn that radio off, will you?
Radio? That's not the radio. He's broadcasting.
Who is?
Some young man from out there on the balcony. Some chap named Eric Manson. A network commentator, they call him. He asked your aunt if he might use our balcony as an observation point.
And Aunt Martha let him?
Yes, of course.
Helen, hand me my house coat and my slippers.
Yes, please. But
do you realize what this means? Something actually exciting is going on in this house. Why, Ellen, that hasn't happened since I had the mumps.
Laura, wait, you shouldn't go out there. The man's an
in the parade, and I'd say it was a definite contender for the Grand Sweepstakes prize. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since there are no other floats passing here before me at the moment, I'll transfer control from here over to Bill Goodman, who is at the judge's reviewing stand. Take it away, reviewing stand. Tell me, quickly, who are you?
Me? Are you off the air?
Yes.
I'm Laura Blaine. I live here. And why did you lie just now? No floats in front of us. Look, there's Glendale, there's San Francisco.
Never mind that. Don't you know you shouldn't do that?
Do what?
Just appear like that, out of nowhere. You heard what happened. I just froze up. And because of you.
That's a little crazy, Mr. Manson.
You're right. It is crazy. Be ready at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
The Rose Bowl game. You're going to it with me.
Oh, am I?
Yes, and then to dinner, and after that, we're
Eric,
going to...
Bill's signing it back to you. Watch it. There's a cue.
Wait. Again, this is Eric Manson speaking to you from our Orange Grove Avenue vantage point. This occasion today is the most astounding your commentator has ever experienced. If you've ever come suddenly on wonder, on beauty unawares, you'd know how I feel just at this moment. It's as though I'd waited all my life for just this sight. Of course, I'm speaking of the floats. Is this the finest of all tournaments? The Lausanne Conference, the Tsar plebiscite, finally down to Africa for the Ethiopian War. As a matter of fact, I might still be a newspaper correspondent if it hadn't been for... Hey, wait a minute. Do you realize that this autobiography of mine has been going on for hours?
Has it? I didn't know. You see, I'm a horizon hunter, too. Way down inside, I mean. But being raised by a doting aunt hasn't given me much chance to work at it. Go on.
Maybe you'd rather dance.
Dance? Why, how could we? We went to see the Rose Bowl game and we didn't watch it. We went for cocktails and we didn't drink. We went for dinner and we didn't eat. So how could we be so inconsistent as to think of dancing at a dance? And besides, you can't leave yourself in Ethiopia. Now, where did that dashing young foreign correspondent go from there?
I guess I have been selling Eric Manson pretty strong. You know why, don't you?
I think so.
I didn't believe it, Laura, that it could really happen quite like this outside of books. But it has. I knew it when you stepped out on that balcony this morning. It's journey's end for me, Laura. Can you believe that?
Well, perhaps it's journey's end for me, too.
Oh, Laura.
But let's not say so, Eric. Not yet. Not either of us. Oh, don't you see? What is it Juliet says? This is too rash, too ill-advised. And it is, Eric. Why, it's only hours ago that we met.
What does that matter? If we know
but
that...
But do we know, Eric? Are we sure it's not just holidays? New Year's, the parade, the crowds, the bands playing in the streets. Besides, it's got to be so much more than that for me.
But, Laura...
Eric, Eric, I've never said I love you to any man. And when I do, it's got to be forever. Oh, please, Eric, let's wait until we're sure. Both of us so terribly, terribly sure. He's gone, Ellen. Gone, do you understand? Back to New York 2 days ago without even a goodbye. Gosh, it actually lasted a week. A whole week. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, Laura, you mustn't...
Let's not talk about it, Ellen.
Laura, where are you going?
I'm going upstairs and I...
Hello, Laura.
Eric, it is you.
Your aunt said I'd find you in here.
Eric, where were you? They told me at your hotel...
That I'd gone east? I have, but I flew both ways.
Why? Why did you go without telling me?
There was something to be settled, Laura, and now it is. The network's sending me to Paris as a European representative. It's a job that means covering the whole continent, special events, shortwave pickups, personal contact with all the men who are making history.
Oh, Eric, how wonderful for you.
For me? Oh, my darling, for us.
For us?
You told me once you wanted to chase horizons. Why, Laura, my sweet, I'll show you the Bridge of Sighs in Venice, the Red Square of Moscow, and the Parthenon in Athens all in a single week. Horizons, I'm going to gather them up for you by the fistful.
Why, you, my darling...
Oh, Laura, I love you. I love you so much. Will you marry me and come with me?
Will I? You would have a hard time stopping me, Mr. Manson. In fact, I... Oh.
Laura, what is it? Tell me.
Well, it's nothing, darling, really. Nothing, Erica.
But you're crying, darling.
Am I? Silly, isn't it? To be so happy that you cry, I mean... Look, Eric, will you go now, please? Don't ask me why. Just go.
But, Laura...
Go on, please. I want you to. Now, darling.
All right. Good night, Laura.
Ellen!
Ellen! Yes, dear? Laura!
Ellen.
Laura.
Condition known as myocarditis. In other words, Laura, you have one of those hearts that may keep going until you're 95, or, well, it may just decide to fold up tomorrow.
I see, Doctor.
However, you're reasonably safe if you're careful, but at all costs, you must avoid undue excitement.
Travel. Would that come under the head of what you mean by excitement?
Especially travel. It's definitely too exciting for that heart.
Oh. Doctor, there's just one other thing. What about marriage and children?
Laura, for you to even think of having a child would be the next thing to planning outright suicide. I'm sorry.
Well, I wanted frankness. I guess I got it.
But, Eric, how could you take me seriously? Oh, it's so absurd. Love at first sight, a whirlwind courtship. Young radio commentator sweeping Pasadena girl off her feet. Oh, I never dreamed there was anything but a joke between us.
A joke?
Oh, Eric, be sensible. It's funny. You must see it that way.
Yeah. I guess I am the one that's wrong. Maybe my sense of humor is out of joint or something. But I'm glad you've enjoyed yourself. Do you mind if I go now?
Why, no, not at all. Goodbye, Eric. It has been great fun. I'll look for you when there's another tournament parade.
Thanks. That'll be swell. Goodbye.
Bye, my darling. My dearest darling.
So it's been great fun, has it?
Eric, you...
Came back? Of course I came back. You think that I believed you, that I could believe you?
Oh, Eric.
Laura, look at me. Now tell me that you don't love me. I thought so. Tell me the truth. Why were you sending me away?
It's no use, Eric. Just take my word for it, please.
Tell me, Laura.
All right, Eric. It just happens that I've got a funny kind of heart. A heart that doesn't go with the Bridge's Sighs, the Red Square, and the Parthenon. It's a sit-at-home kind of heart, darling. Not at all the kind to be married to Eric Manson.
Why, you crazy little fool. You thought that mattered? We'll forget the Europe job. I'll stay out here. I'll have them transfer me. Or if they won't, I'll quit and take a local station job.
No, you can't stay here, Eric. You're not a local station man.
I'm staying here.
And there's something else, Eric. If we were married, the doctor says that having children...
We'll adopt a family. You're going to marry me, Laura Blaine, and there's nothing you could say or do to stop it.
All right, Eric. I will. But on one condition.
What's that?
That we go to Paris just as though we'd never talked of this at all. My heart, I mean.
But, Laura...
Now, listen to me, darling. I want to finish. I want it this way. Well, what kind of happiness could there be for me in keeping you from the work you should do? I couldn't, Eric. But if we can do that work together, darling, for however long the stars decide, that's all I ask. It may be a month, or it may be forever. But we will be living, Eric. And for each other.
I can't, Laura. I can't let you take the risk.
And I can't marry you without it. It's a gamble, yes, darling, but... it's our own private gamble together. Whether we win or lose it, it can't be any other way. You and I are those far horizons, Eric. Promise me. Promise me, and I'll marry you today.
This is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen, hoping you're all enjoying tonight's performance. Personally, as soon as I knew that Loretta Young was going to be with us tonight, I expected to enjoy her performance. For I think we naturally expect the best from the best names. In the same way, women who know silverware expect the best in silver plate when they see the name 1847 Rogers Brothers. But the skill, the artistry, the integrity of this great house have been a precious trust handed down from father to son for almost a century. One of the most exquisite examples of their craftsmanship is the pierced pattern lovelace, a sterling-like pattern with a delicate orange blossom motif, a design so graceful and lovely that words simply can't do it justice. In fact, lovelace must be seen to be appreciated. And there's a man standing beside me now who can tell you not only how easily you can see lovelace, but also how easily you can afford to own it. John Conte.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll drop in at your silverware dealer's sometime tomorrow, Monday... you can see a whole service of 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate. 62 thrillingly beautiful pieces in the lovelace pattern, which can be yours for only $59.75. What's more, you can get this gorgeous silver plate on very easy payment terms. So you need no longer deny yourself the joy of owning the finest silver plate in America. Silver plate with the proud name 1847 Rogers Brothers.
Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of It May Be Forever, starring Loretta Young as Laura, with John Heaston as Eric. 3 months have passed. Eric and Laura are married and in Paris. Reluctantly fulfilling the promise which was the condition of their marriage, Eric has accepted the European post. But this far at least, Eric's fears for the possible danger to Laura of excitement have been groundless, for he's had no assignment of any sort. And then, on an afternoon early in April...
Laura, it's happened.
Darling, what? What's happened?
An assignment, Mrs. Madsen, a definite assignment.
Darling.
In Venice, there's a French-Italian conference, and the man who's going to send the account of it shortwave to the good old USA is none other than Eric Q. Manson, Esquire.
Venice? But that's wonderful. When do we leave?
Why, we. Now, wait a minute. There's no need for you to go. It's too dangerous for you to...
Eric, I'm going to Venice.
But we...
The Bridge of Sighs. Remember, you promised to show it to me.
I'll only be a week.
I'm going, Eric. It's all decided.
But, Laura...
Eric.
All right. We leave in the morning.
Oh, darling, it's so exciting. So exciting.
You're reasonably safe if you're careful, Laura. But any undue excitement is dangerous.
No.
Darling, Laura, what's wrong? You...
Wrong? Why, nothing's wrong. We're going to Italy. To Venice and the Bridge of Sighs. Come on, darling, let's pack.
Reaction here, your Venice broadcast enthusiastic. Darling, that's the most wonderful cable I ever read. In your first real job over here. I'm so proud of you, Eric.
And look at that list of future assignments. The trade conference in Berlin, the treason trial in Moscow, the awarding of the Nobel Prize in Stockholm. And that's just the beginning. Why, we'll be traveling all over the world. Laura, I forgot. Are you sure you're up to it?
Of course I am, Eric. I'm beginning to thrive on travel.
It's really travel, Laura. It's definitely too exciting for that heart.
I will go.
If you're not sure, you could stay here in Venice or go down to Florence.
I won't stay anywhere, Eric, but with you. When do we start for Berlin? Darling, where have you been? You almost missed the train.
I know. Are you sure this is the right one?
Of course I am.
Signor, c'è questo il rapido per Berlin.
Sì, si, signor. Sì, si, signor. Il Berlin rapido. Si.
Moscow Air Express. Ja, mein Herr.
There are two of us, Mrs. Manson and myself.
Ja, sehr gut. Take your places, please, Frau Manson and Herr Manson. Three knees at once. Come to
why, it's no bigger than a ferry boat at home. And the people. Oh, Eric, I'm going to love Sweden.
What about me with a name like Eric?
Manson, Stockholm. Proceed, join staff, Vienna. If Schusnig meets Hitler, Berchtesgaden, statement from either or both of vital importance. Signed, Thompson, New York.
Vienna, darling. It's the biggest thing yet. Well, there's no telling what may happen in Austria within the next 3 weeks.
You're right. And you better start right away, Eric, this afternoon.
I'd better start.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're coming with me.
I can't. Not this time.
You can't. Laura, you're all right.
All right? Well, I'm twice all right. It's just that, well, Ellen's arriving at Schoenberger Thursday, and I have to meet her.
Ellen? Your old nurse? But why is she...
Oh, I just got lonesome for her, that's all. Now you go on to Vienna. And I'll have my ear glued to that radio for every broadcast you send through. Go on, darling. Couldn't you maybe have guessed why I sent for you, Ellen? After all, I'm a pretty big girl to have needed a nurse. That is... for myself.
Laura.
Oh, it won't be for ages yet. But I felt I'd like to have you here. Ellen, let's turn on the radio. Eric might...
Laura, what about... I understood...
My heart? My heart's going to have to make the best of it, that's all. It happens that I have a husband who needs a son.
Final address to the people of Austria. Unnumbered thousands. Listen to Eric.
He's on the air. From Vienna.
Repeated his speech with these words. We bow to superior force, and may God save Austria. Ladies and gentlemen, with that statement, Austria, as an independent nation, passed, perhaps forever, out of the swiftly moving parade of history. Believe me, it was the most dramatic moment your commentator has ever known, perhaps the most dramatic he will ever know. And now we conclude this special broadcast and return you to your regular program. Eric Manson speaking.
Does he know yet?
Eric? Oh, no, I haven't told him. He worries so.
Perhaps the most dramatic moment he will ever know. I wonder.
Mr. Manson?
Hmm?
Maybe I exaggerated when I said I'd gotten to be the champion walker in Paris. I could go for a rest. Would you like to boost a lady up on that wall there?
Sure. Careful now. Up you go.
Thanks. This is pretty all right, you know that? Paris at summer's end. The Manson family perched on a cobbled wall of the left bank, looking over at Notre Dame, sending her spires up to the sky. Gosh, listen to me. I sound like you doing a broadcast. Eric.
Hmm?
Please don't worry so. You've got to get used to the idea. You see, Manson's a pretty good name, and after all, we ought to do our part to keep it going.
We agreed that we'd adopt our family.
Oh, sweetheart, you mustn't feel like this. It was meant to be. It's a gamble, sure it is, just like all the rest has been, but this one's the swellest gamble of them all. Oh, you must see that.
Yes, I see it.
And, darling, you're not afraid. I want you to tell me so. Please, Eric.
I'm not afraid.
My dear.
Oh, Laura. Laura, my darling.
The result of this momentous conference is expected at any moment. Meanwhile, this is Eric Manson returning you to your regular network program.
That was Eric. Did you hear him, Doctor?
You must be quiet, Madame Manson, please.
I will.
As for your husband, he should be informed before broadcast or no.
No, no, please, Doctor. He's in Munich. You heard him. That's the four-power conference there. He's covering him. Peace or war will come out of that meeting. And the whole world's waiting to hear which. It's important what Eric's doing. It's terribly important, Doctor.
Where he belongs is here with you. Let somebody else tell America what's happening to Czechoslovakia.
Ellen. He should be here. Ellen, he would be here. But I lied to him. I told him it was at least 2 weeks yet. And besides, it's better this way. He'll come back and it'll be over. Oh, please, Doctor, let it be this way.
As you will, Madame.
Thank you. I can stay here a while longer, can't I? There may be more reports.
Bien. A while longer, Madame. But you will find that soon that sedative will take effect. And, Madame, before it does, may one who is just a doctor salute you as a truly valiant woman.
Oh, no, Doctor. You see, I just happen to love somebody. And there's nothing valiant about that. Ellen. The doctor gone?
Yes. But he'll be back.
Eric should be there, Ellen. Doing his job. He'd be so desperately worried if he were here.
Yes, Laura.
Ellen, hold my hand, will you?
Love, child.
A poem. Did you ever know that he wrote a poem for me? That means he loves me, doesn't it? Eric writing poetry.
Yes, dear.
You never heard that poem, Ellen. It went like this. There is beauty in the very thought of you, my dear. And music in the echo of your laughter. My life is more than life when you are near. And when you leave, my universe goes after. Eric wrote that, Ellen. My Eric. It's lovely. Ellen, is it getting dark?
Yes, Laura.
Eric. Eric.
Journey's end for me, Laura. Can you believe that? You might live to be 100. On the other hand, perhaps. Horizons, Laura. I'll gather horizons for you by the fistful. For you to have a child is the same as suicide, Laura. I'm not afraid, Laura. I'm not afraid.
Not yet.
I'm not afraid, Laura.
And the situation can be summed up, all of it, in the one word, peace. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the Four Power Pact signed here less than a half hour ago, the greatest threat to the peace of Europe since August 1914 has been averted. From this crisis, at least, there will be no war. And now we transfer control to London, England, for first-hand reports of the reaction to this latest news in London. Eric Manson speaking, taking you now to London.
Well, it's over, Jerry. You realize that? Probably the biggest assignment...
Hey, Manson.
Yes?
A telegram for you, sir. From Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Paris! Give it to me! Dear God in heaven... I should have been here.
Oh, you're not a very good influence as a parent, Mr. Manson.
All the books say that a father must never cry in front of his own child.
Oh, Laura, darling.
Hey, will you forget me for a minute and look at him? You haven't told me what you think of him. He's real, Eric, and he's ours, and all in one piece. Can't you realize what that means?
Sure I can.
And you know what? I had the doctor listen to his heart, and he's got a swell one. The kind that goes on for 90 years, just like... Eric, I just thought, I don't like the name Laura very much.
You don't like the name Laura, but he's...
Yes, I know, darling. I'm talking about his sister. Of course, that's a year or two away, and we have plenty of time to think about a name, but just the same, you've got to anticipate things like that, don't you?
Now, before Loretta Young comes back for her curtain speech, I'd like to turn the spotlight for a brief but important moment on the spokesman of our Silver Theater, John Conti.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's an inner satisfaction that comes from beautiful possessions, a pride, a feeling of background, almost an increase of stature. Women feel it especially, and it's because they do feel it that women set such store by sterling silver. For the beauty of sterling is lasting. It is solid silver through and through. And in order that you may see for yourself how truly exquisite sterling silver is, International Sterling tonight extends a special invitation to visit your silverware dealer tomorrow, Monday. A get-acquainted invitation. The dealer will be glad to see you, glad to show you the many beautiful International Sterling patterns, and to answer any questions you wish to ask about them. He'll show you how you can start a service of International Sterling silver for as low as $16.75. And add to it little by little as you conveniently can. He'll explain International Sterling's budget payment plan, which makes it possible for you to get a complete solid service on payment terms adapted especially to your income. He'll tell you many things about International Sterling silver that will make you glad you took advantage of this friendly invitation. So tomorrow, Monday, learn firsthand how easy it is to make a dream come true. How easy it is to own solid silver by International Sterling. And now back to Conrad Nagel, who will tell you about our star, Loretta Young, as she comes to the center of our silver stage.
Thank you, John. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Conrad Nagel bringing you a step-by-step account of lovely Loretta Young's progress to the microphone in the center of the stage. From our vantage point, we can see 14 strong men being revived from the swoons into which they fell when Miss Young first stepped from behind the curtain. And, now she's out of range of our vision, so we'll transfer you to John Conti. Take it away, John.
Thank you, Conrad Nagel. From this point, ladies and gentlemen, Loretta Young is a frail structure in inutterable beauty. From the toes of her itsy-bitsy shoes to the crown of her golden head, she extends 5 feet 4 inches. And we understand she weighed into her new 20th Century Fox picture, Alexander Graham Bell, at 107 pounds. But just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think Miss Young is ready to say a word. Take it away, Loretta Young.
Hello. Take it away, Conrad Nagel.
No, you don't. You're supposed to talk. Take it away, Loretta Young.
All right, Conrad. First, I want to thank John Heaston for his beautiful job as Eric Manson. And I want to thank International Silver for their beautiful job of love lace pattern. Finally, I'd like to ask if I may come back to Silver Theater sometime. May I, Conrad?
May you come back. You want proof?
Well, I...
Take it away, audience.
Next week, Silver Theater presents Andrea Leeds and John Garfield in an original story by two of America's foremost screenwriters, Gene Town and Graham Baker. Conrad Nagel will direct, and of course there'll be more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.